Okay. So Bevir Chelke Azrizus. So I want to take a break for a second because we're gonna introduce a concept tonight. Do you know what the sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik is? The tzadik? It's in the
Yeah.
back. In the center of a tzadik, there's a one sefer called Tzidkas HaTzadik.
And what's that translate as?
It's your tzadik HaKohen Me'Lublin.
What?
From Tzaddik HaKohen Me'Lublin, he wrote the Sefer. It's a usually deep concept. Anyway, so we're going to segue into Pesach. Yeah, so we're going to segue into Pesach. What's the segue? Anyone can guess. Where we're holding into Pesach. Very simple. This
Jesus.
Jesus is B'chi Pozo. Right there, you got it. We're in. So what was the first thing that the first command, how to eat the Korban Pesach, is B'chi Pozo. Quickly. Zrizos right there. We got the concept. So that's the connector. Okay. So I want to see if I can find it. Could be I can find it online. So I think they have to guess a tzaddik here, Safaria. It's the first piece of tzaddik, actually. Yeah, it's right here. Maybe we should tell Noah. Well,
We found that one.
the whole set.
Whoa.
Okay, let's start. It's not
I guess it.
yeah, it's weird. I don't know why. Okay, let's start. Yeah, so close it. We'll put it back after.
Sorry.
Okay, so in Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik, he says the following. Look here. If you look here, he says the following. Reishis Knisas Ha'adam La'avodas Hashem. The first thing that you do, I don't like the translations here. The first thing that you do in Avodas Hashem, Tzarech Liyais Bechi Pazin. It has to be B'chi Pazin. It has to be quickly. That's how you enter Avodas Hashem. You can't enter Avodas Hashem laziness. Kemoish Matzinu B'Pesach. Mitzrayim. Shaynecha B'chi Pazin. Lo Pesach Deres. It has to be the Haskalah. The way you start off Yiddishkeit has to be B'chi Pazin. You can't start off Yiddishkeit lazy, sluggish, this, that. It doesn't work. Mipnei Sha'Haskalah Lenatik Atzmo Mikol Taivas Oilam Hazeh Shumukusha B'Hem Tzarich Lishmor Harega. Because at the moment that you have a hesoirus, at the moment that you're nesoir, that you're awakened yourself to find within yourself the power to change, the power to uplift, you have to seize the moment. L'shemesoir by Ratzon Hashem v'lachpois al oisir regel l'maher latzis mehem ula yuchal v'achar kach shuv yelech b'mesinos ula'at k'din pesach adoris. Zokt Tzaddik, unbelievable Yesoid, about the place for Zrizus in Avodas Hashem. He's learning. Yeah, but B'chi Pazin is not really Zrizus, the way we're teaching Zrizus, because we're learning Zrizus is really a form of Zihirus, which means it's a focus thing. But let's talk about B'chi Pazin, which is a little more of like a rude awakening. So B'chi Pazin means that a person. You can't be so calculated when you're making your initial jump into a new level. Am I going to handle it? Where am I? Is it going to work for me? Because nobody, you would know better than other people, nobody will go from being, there has to be that moment where you make that jump. And at the moment that you make that jump, you're not sure that you're going to make it. But you have to do it because that's the time to do it. Later in life, oh, what is it, Harry? Right. We're talking about Pesach. We're talking about, I'll just introduce a new concept. That on Pesach is the beginning of the Leda, is the birth. Pesach is the birth of Klal Yisrael. And what we find is that the tzivoy, the command of how to do the Korban Pesach, is very significant in how It's indicative of how a person makes their first move into Yiddishkeit. And what Reb Tzaddik is saying is, you have to do it b'chipazon. You have to do it with a little bit uncalculated. A little bit, just take the jump. You got to make the jump. However, the rest of life has to be calculated. Because once you're there, you got to figure out how to do it. But if you never make the jump, then you're never going to be able to do it. And he says a very simple reason why. Is it better to go slow and steady, or is it better to make a jump? If it's better to make a jump, maybe I should make crazy jumps every day. And if it's better to go slow and steady, maybe I should go slow and steady from the beginning. Why is it that it's important to go slow and steady throughout, but it's important to make that one crazy move and that one jump that you can't necessarily when you're going from level to level? So he's saying, because when you're going from level to level, it's not just about if you can make it in that level. When you go from level to level, it's not about if you can make it over there. When you go from level to level, there's something pulling you back here. And you have to get out of that gravitational pull. So it's like that, it's like the rocket when it first shoots out of the to get out of the gravitational pull. It's gotta
The
like
atmosphere.
the atmosphere. You gotta boom, you gotta get out. And once you're out, you start floating. So it's the same thing with Olam Hazeh. Listen, I'm tired. Let's see, right? Listen. I have a lot of things. It's going to work. I keep kosher. If I take on this new thing, but I got a lot of stuff that doesn't work for me. I got a lot of stuff I'm into. It's not going to work for me. Whatever. You got to make the jump. Now that you made the jump, now you got to figure out the levels and figure out how am I going to do this actually. Right?
I think the jump is kind of a leap of faith
Yeah.
because you got to, there's a point where everything you can prove up to a certain point, but there comes a point where you got to leap that
Right,
faith.
right. So he said, that's why Klal Yisrael, the Korban Pesach, had to be eaten b'chipazon. It had to be eaten with that crazy rush. Because you've got to rush to get from. So I'll give you an example. Let's say somebody heard a schmooze about having, just for argument's sake, I'm saying something very basic right now. Let's say someone made heard a whole schmooze about a smartphone. So he's thinking to himself, I have this convenience and that convenience, and it's this and it's that. And I don't know, it's not gonna. So he tries to work out everything, it's not gonna work because it doesn't work. You know what? That's it. I'm done. I'm getting my flip phone. I don't care. I had enough of this. I only got my take hold of my life again. I can't deal with this anymore. All this stupidity. He throws it out and gets his flip phone. Now he's like, okay, I have my flip phone. Okay. And he gets into his car, like, where do I go? I don't even have Waze. I'm lost. I was like, I gotta figure out how to do Waze. So I don't have WhatsApp. I don't have email on my phone. Now you have to start figuring stuff out. So you have to be realistic and figure stuff out slow. But if you had to figure all that stuff out in the first place, you would never figure it out. You would never do it. But you can't live that way forever because reality settles in eventually. So you gotta cross your I's and dot your T's as you go along. You have to make that initial leap of faith, as you put it, in order to go from level to level. But then once you're within that level, you got to deal with everything and deal with it and have a plan and deal with everything in a responsible way. Right? See, the Tzaddik is saying that is the concept of chipazon. It's a beauty concept.
So I'm just
It's
sorry.
an unbelievable idea.
Back to the basic. So what was Kleisel trying to get the
So he's
chippah?
saying they needed to get out of the gashmius of Mitzrayim. So the chippah is we're mesulik ourselves from everything to do with Mitzrayim. We're cutting ourselves off from anything to do with Mitzrayim. We're done with Mitzrayim. And we're entering into a new level of being part of the nation of God. Now, by the way, I have no clue what that means to be the nation of God. I got to figure this out eventually. Because it requires a lot of responsibility. But I'm not thinking about that right now. What I need to do is not allow the other things to get in my way of making that decision. So you got to make that leap. So
Nothing.
tchilas, his lashon is a beautiful lashon. Reishis knisas ha'odom la'avodas Hashem. How do they translate? The beginning of a person's entrance into the service of Hashem must be bechipazim, must be rushed.
Why the Korban Pesach? Of all the things you could rush and say, that's it.
No, because Korban Pesach is the first statement of a Jew that I am an Eved Hashem. That was the first mitzvah they accomplished as a people. That was the first mitzvah they ever had. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can do Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is the statement of a Jew that I am an Eved Hashem. That's why it's so important. It's the only carbon if you don't bring it, if I have karis. It means you're totally detached from the Jewish people. Because Korban Pesach is that carbon when you're saying, I am a member of these people. Right? So as we said, Mipnei beautiful. I never got much past the first letter of Tzedakah Tzedakah, but that much I saw. Okay, so that's our segue from Zrizus into Pesach. I'm going to start talking about Pesach now. So,
Oh, but I wanted to say something.
no, so Noach is suggesting we learn the Maral, Haggadah Maral with Baruch Hashem. So he wants me to, he thinks I had too much time on my hands. I got to think about that.
Yeah. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. I have to take care of something.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.